Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
England saw around 81 hours of sunshine in January, putting it into the top of a series dating back to 1919. There was a lot of sunshine in January. The UK as a whole saw around 83 hours of sunshine in January, which makes it the sunniest since 2001. Nottinghamshire was up there, North Yorkshire, Derbyshire. However, we could be blitzed by three waves of snow over the next fortnight as a cold snap is on the way. A trio of bone-chilling... I love the way newspapers write about the weather. A trio of bone-chilling Arctic weather fronts... cold front... will sweep across the region of Essex.
Oh, that's not good.
Hang on a minute. Tom?
Yeah, I believe so. I
think where'd you get this from?
England as a whole.
Where'd you get this from?
I got it from the online place.
The internet?
Yeah. That's going to catch on.
Yeah. I think so as well.
Where it is good, the internet.
I think it's just England as a whole.
So, right. Not so it's not the region of Essex.
No.
They are now saying, during next week, it looks like high pressure is being centred further southwest than it has been recently. That's not here.
Because we're southeast.
It's not, this isn't where we are.
When?
Pulses of polar maritime air. Where did you get this from? The newspaper?
Yeah.
Pulses of polar maritime air from the northwest could bring colder interludes with showers turning to snow in the north. And right here over the Welsh mountains. This isn't for us, Tom. This is weather for other places.
Was you in a rush?
Yeah.
It's for the north.
Scotland and Cumbria.
It's always cold in the north.
It says west.
We're not west, are we? We're east.
We're southeast.
Yeah, but if anybody's going to the west.
Okay, so if you happen to be going to the Welsh mountains in the next couple of days, here's a weather update for you. There's a trio of bone-chilling Arctic weather fronts heading your way. This is a better story, Tom. Men from Chelmsford, that's near here.
That's local.
That's here. Hello, Chelmsford.
In the west.
Chelmsford, you are my favourite. Chelmsford. You're my favourite of the Fords, apart from Watford and Wickford. I like Chelmsford.
So they're third.
But at least we're talking, this is local now. So people in Chelmsford, men in Chelmsford have been rated the least.
What?
The least. Guess.
Geezery.
Romantic.
Same thing.
A staggering 79% of wives and girlfriends in the Essex city of Chelmsford say their fella lacks in romance. Photobox, which polled 1,500 women in long-term relationships, said, "We've got nothing against Chelmsford, but when it comes to romance, it's clearly lagging."
Is it, though?
At 10, Bristol. Plymouth at 9, west. Newcastle, north, 8. London, round the corner, 7. Glasgow, Stevie, 6. Nottingham, middle, 5. I'm just giving him lessons.
Yeah.
Manchester, northwest, is 4th. Brighton, Dan South, is 3. Leeds, Sean from 5, is 2.
Yeah.
Chelmsford, right here in Essex, the least romantic city in the country of the UK.
I'm not having that.
It's true.
I don't
think it counts. You're in Pitsy. I don't think that. It's Chelmsford specific.
Out of all
you
Chelmsford.
Are letting us down, Chelmo.
Chelmo Village. Yeah. Chelmo Village.
You are letting us down. Alex in Roger, if you've got anything to add, maybe you are a wife, girlfriend, boyfriend of a man in Chelmsford, and you are like, my man did something very romantic and actually he's proved the point. If you've got any stories like that, let us know. Alex in Rochford said, "I'm not a brand new listener. I joined when Martin and Sue began as I missed them. But the rest of you are a bonus. Thank you." It's nice to be known as Martin and Sue's bonus.
Yeah, I like that.
Martin and Sue's little bonus. Lindsay Cook says, "Radio Essex, is that your voice, Chris Brooks DJ, on the C2C rail about must wear a face covering?" Yep.
He's very bossy on there.
It's the only time my voice gets recognised, though. I must say, and I've said this before, daily, somebody will say, literally daily, I mean, it was my boy the other day, Harry, went, "Is that you, Dad, on the train?" Telling me to put a face mask on. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm always watching you."
He must be sick of it. You tell him what to do at home. And
he must be like, say, "Oh, how has he managed to get into the train to tell me what to do on the speaker of the train?" Because I'm always there.
Always watching. Do it live?
Always watching. Yeah, I'm always, when you hear me do that on the train, I'm in the train carriage with the driver. And then I go, "Get your face mask on, please. Cheers." And then that's it.
You say it more radio voice.
It's 10 to 6.
You do that.
Yeah. My mate, a guy called Lucio, used to be a radio presenter. He used to present the, What was Dr. Fox's chart show? Pepsi chart?
The Pepsi chart
Hit 40 UK? Yeah. Lucio used to present Hit 40 UK and he left radio to become a train driver. In the morning, on his little train commute, he's on the microphone giving it, hey, how you doing? All right, here we go.
Because he knows what
he knows how to do it. He knows what we do. He's like, hey, it's 10 away. What's happening? can I tell you what, drop us a little note under the train driver's door and let us know what's happening. And, mate, how cool would that be?
That is cool.
Should we?
No.
What?
Whatever little idea that you've got sprouted in your head now.
Why can't we join a commuter train in Essex for a morning and just do a bit of bants on the old microphone?
Is it hard enough
to go to work already on the train?
People would be like, especially in the morning, people would be like, oh, please just drop me out. Just someone stop these two idiots from ruining my morning.
Tom, what do you think about this idea? I think it's a great idea.
I think it sounds like a lot of work.
What?
I'd rather just sit down.
You're not invited.
Oh.
You don't do anything. What are you going to bring to the train journey?
Tea?
He doesn't
do that.
I write down things.
What do you write down? What have you written down today, Tom?
Nothing.
Okay. That could be a new feature.
What has Tom written down today?
I think it's a great idea. If you're commuting on the old Great Anglia or the C2C, then we just, hey, how you doing? All right. Weather for you. Where do you want the weather? West, southwest, Welsh mountains? Where are you heading? You could actually do the weather for where the train's heading.
Oh.
And the weather in London, Fenchurch Street, pretty similar to here, really.
Yeah, pretty similar. There's some leaves in the road. I can actually see them on the rails right now, live.
Would you guys just be going up to random people and be like, oh, hi?
No.
We're in the microphone.
It's growing on me.
The next station is Billericay. It's 10 to 6.
Don't forget your cut.
Yeah.
What? Are you listening to the A to Z of Men?
I think it would be I don't understand why this is a bad idea.
Do you really think they're going to let us on a train on the tannoy?
Yeah.
They're going to let us. All right, hello, we do a show called Big Drive Home. it'll be funny. I'm telling you, it'll be funny. Can I come in? You know where all the controls are, where a bloke's driving.
I don't want to drive the train. No, I know. Although I could. I don't want to drive the train. I don't want to drive the train, but I could definitely do the old. The next station will be Wickford.
On the C2C.
No, it's the Great Anglia. Don't get your train lines wrong.
Wickford.
You'll confuse a lot of people if you did that.
The next station is Shoebriness on the C2C.
And coming up before Pitsy.
What's that?
Let us know. it would be awesome.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. But I like the idea.
Watch this space.
Coming up on the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Coming up, Elton John, Dua Lipa.
And Pitsy Station.
Coming up, Pitsy. That's it. Love that. Mind the gap.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
Quite a lot of people asking on the text because the Masked Singer over the weekend, this is going to be a spoiler. If you haven't seen the Masked Singer that went out on the weekends, then this might, we'll spoil it for you. so you might want to just tune away for a sec. Go listen to a little bit of Pink on Heart and then come back when Pink's finished.
Make sure you come back.
Give us about 2 minutes. Right, they've gone. So Michael Owen was... Oh, you're still there. You should have switched off. No. Michael Owen was uncovered or unmasked.
Uncovered.
And he was the donut. So all the donuts.
Very apt.
Very good. He was singing a great little ditty. You might not have recognised it because I thought he put his own little bit of swaz on it. Do you think he did? He put his own style to it. It was a different style quality
it's
tune.
It's like his punditry.
I'll play it for you now if you want. I've got it. I'll play it live.
Live. Unmasked at last. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Owen.
Wow.
Not me, Michael Owen.
Davina's loving that.
Not even
different
the
key, isn't it?
Not even the tune.
Yes, Michael!
He's got the skill. He's got dance moves.
Yeah, because that's what we've done,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Oh, the rap's amazing. I mean the resident presence and the fifth element. Woo! Jimmy Fly, Snooki, Stone Cold, how it's hitting them. Better get together, put your hands in the sky. Woo! Stick them up, pump, hit them low, hit them high.
He looks a bit like Jay. He does a little bit. A little tiny bit if you squint.
What, because he's a man and Jay was a man? Everybody get up,
singing one. Ollie Alexander's loving this song. He's singing all the words. Off of Years and Years.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There you go. A round of applause, Michael Owen. So
it was very nice that he was singing the song. I just wish he had sung it just a little bit better.
Could you have trained him? That's the idea, though, isn't it? Because then you know this one isn't a proper singer. Because sometimes they're on there and they're like actual singers.
Yeah, like really good.
Or there'll be a TV actor that's also trained as a singer, and that throws everyone off because no one's expecting that they can actually sing.
Yeah, he was. Better at football.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
I did some prep today on the show and I stumbled across the story, which I think is true because I read it, so it must be true.
It must be true. You're saying it as well.
And it was about the CIA and how this was an actual torture program that the CIA used on a suspect in Afghanistan, and it lists all the things that they did and the torture that they did. One of them was the CIA used to play a Westlife song at full volume on repeat during interrogations to try and psychologically destroy the man.
Wow.
This is actual findings from a CIA report.
I'm glad it was Westlife and not Five, because
but that would have been upsetting for you. The American Civil Liberties Union have published a report which details a torture program the CIA used on a suspect in Afghanistan. The report said a track called My Love from the band's Coast to Coast album was played at full blast for hours on end. The report claims that the person who was subjected to the band's music eventually got released with the CIA deeming that he wasn't a threat anymore. Could we just have a listen to My Love, Westlife?
I think I like it.
It's a good song. I like this. They normally start singing around now.
I know the song.
But full blast, I mean.
Yeah, but any song, I would say any song on repeat would do you in the end, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like even the your favourite song.
I wonder where. I do know this song.
Yeah, of course you do. The chorus is epic. It's the same chorus of every song. It's just,
they can repeat any of the songs.
You do know it. It's a very nice song. They've not stood up yet, though.
They haven't stood up yet.
No.
He wouldn't have been able to stand up. He would have been on like a torture chair or something.
Well, save a little prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
On repeat all day, would that psychologically destroy you?
Can you get to the bit where they stand up? Key change.
No, not on this system. I don't think I can. Oh, no, it's gone now. not allowed to touch it when it's playing.
Oh, it's gone.
But then he would have gone, I'll ask you again. Okay.
I like the song.
Yeah, that is an actual thing that... Well, what song would it be for you then? Well, Dance Monkey, obviously. Can't handle that song.
No, I think I know. It would be Cher, I believe.
And that would get information out of you.
Straight away. I'd turn it off. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Tom?
Oh, there's a lot.
But there's a lot of songs going on.
Oh, there's a lot of information we could drag out of you. Which is it?
Probably both ways, yeah. Can I have a think about this?
And you, Essex, as well. What song would it be for you that would... I mean, we could get information out of you just by playing the song once. Yeah. Never mind, repeat all day. What song is that for you? Laura says, no, I love this song.
It's a great
song. It's My Love from Westlife. Joe says, anything ABBA. You are the dancing queen. I would sing like a canary, says Joe.
Joe, what? I'm with you there, Joe.
Nicola says, just the threat of someone playing The Hills Were Alive with The Sound of Music would make me cave. Loving that show. Thank you, Nicola. Alex in Rochford, anything from Daniel O'Donnell would have me spilling secrets. Not every Irish person loves him, says Alex in Rochford. I want to dance with you, twirl you all around. Bonn. Hi all, I think the CIA should have played one of my favourite car songs, G4 Creep. That would work quickly. I don't remember G4 doing a version of Creep.
I don't.
This is off the back, if you just joined us, the back of the story that the CIA actually played a Westlife song at full volume, on repeat, during interrogations to psychologically destroy a man.
Well, because it's got to be a song that's got loads of, like, repetitiveness, right? So
Slam Dunk Da Funk.
No, if you're getting down.
If you're getting down, baby, I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby. I want it now, baby.
I mean, let's not say that it's got lots of lyrics. It says, if you're getting down, baby, yeah. I want it now, baby, come and get it on, baby. It's not, there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
But E17 done one that went
deep.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain,
let
it rain.
Yeah.
You would start going, please don't play it again. And I love E17, but there's not many lyrics going on.
Stuart says, and this is a great one, we don't speak Americano. Unless the in-betweeners were dancing, as they do in that scene when that song's playing, because that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how quickly I would spill the beans? Like, as it started, I would literally go, Chris did it.
Okay.
I don't mind that song.
You dropped me in it. Stuart, Natalie and Ben Fleet, thank you for that. Chris and Scott, any song from Adele. Adele features quite a lot. Quite heavily, actually, quite scarily, considering how much we play Adele. So thank you for...
It's number one.
It is number one. Yeah.
So
it's also an interrogation song.
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Lisa and Ronnie May, hey, favourite fellas. Not much to report. I had a lovely family weekend. All the kids were there and their partners. Visit from my mum and sister and her kids. Kids everywhere. I need a mansion. Keeps me busy, though. Something really cute and funny, though, happened. Ronnie May thinks all famous people are from America. All of them. All the famous people live in America.
All the famous
as people. Kids do. So after she was on your show, Chris, on Friday, she turned to me and said, do Chris and Scott live in America? And I replied, no, sweetheart, they live here in Essex. Her face and excitement when she realised you live near us was brilliant.
Oh.
I love Ronnie May. Ronnie May is such a sweet little girl. She rings up all the time. She leaves voice notes all the time. She's always on Fridays on the show on Friday and requesting bangers as well.
Yeah.
It's not all Gail, ABC. I mean, she's requesting absolute bangers. Ronnie May, we live in Essex. It's crazy, I know. And Scott was in a boy band and he lives in Essex.
What if we did live in America?
We wouldn't be on Radio Essex.
No.
It's a hell of a commute.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Loads of reaction to Ronnie May calling up saying that Ronnie May believes that all famous people live in America. Hello, Radio Essex.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Holly. You'll have to excuse my voice. I've got laryngitis.
Oh, Holly.
I was just listening about that little girl who come out with all famous people live in America. It just reminded me of something funny. My little one said when we was at the zoo on Saturday.
What did she say?
It's Hudson. We saw a boy horse and he was laughing and said, it's really long. And a couple minutes later, he started laughing again and said, it's disappeared.
Kids are the best.
Oh, definitely, especially when they're innocent and five.
Yeah, absolutely, and then they grow up.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
And what are we discussing today? Are we discussing world topics? Are we discussing the politics? Are we discussing... No, we're discussing Red Sky Night, Shepherd's Delight, Red Sky in the Morning, Shepherd's Warning.
And what it means.
Yeah, what it means. Laura says Red Sky Night, home time for the shepherds. So they go home. Red Skies go home now. Red Sky in the Morning, shepherds running late to get the sheep out into the fields. So that's the warning. Red Sky is like, oh, you're late.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, that's according to Laura. Natalie says the concept of red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning, first appears in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, which, if I remember rightly from RE, is the first book of the New Testament with all the gospel ones, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Wow.
It's an old weather saying often used at sunrise and sunset to signify the changing sky. It was originally known to help the shepherds prepare for the next day's weather, despite there being lots of global variations. It's probably the most text we've had this week for anything we've talked about.
And they're all different.
All different answers. That's fine. But thank you very much for getting in touch with us on a different note. James Grant at Braintree says it's viewing week at my daughter Phoebe's swimming lesson. I spent 20 minutes watching her swimming amazingly up and down the pool. Completely impressed with how much she has picked up in the couple of years she's been going. Only to be told by the lady next to me, that's not my daughter. She still did well. Great show, Chris and Scott. You didn't recognise your own daughter.
She's probably got a swimming hat on.
Yeah, but
same face, so
yeah, I suppose that could have been could have been your daughter. I'm sure she did well as well.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex Sport.
Boxing has been threatened with being dropped from the LA Olympics in 2028. It's been provisionally left off a list of sports of the games, along with weightlifting and modern pentathlon. Meanwhile, the Chris and Scott Games Night took place last night, with Chris winning the darts 3-2 with a double 10. The four rounds of FIFA, however, ended in a 2-2 tie.
Wow.
What? I mean, who's put him up to that?
I have no idea.
Just covering all the big sports stories in Essex.
It's a big darts match,
By the way, that was absolutely genius. But I can't believe that you've just been there. I can't get my head around that. But I also can't actually believe that I took any games of FIFA off you, because, like, you play it a lot. I don't play it.
No.
Does that mean now I could fly a plane better than you?
I mean, he was playing as Arsenal, I was playing as Watford. Most FIFA players will know that that's not a fair thing.
Okay, I was playing darts in the dark.
Darts is the real sport. You should have just stuck to the darts. Darts is the real sport.
It was a bit dark.
What, in my bar?
It wasn't.
Here we go. Well, the lighting was wrong.
It was a bit dark.
The floodlights went out.
It was a bit dark, wasn't it?
It wasn't dark.
I'm blind.
Well, that's a hazard if you play darts. thank you for including that in your
genius.
The Chris and Scott Games Night. And when we do part two, I'll make sure you get the PR for that.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.